How to solve an equation in one variable you know. Now you will learn to solve a system, so let's go. You have a choice among methods, of which we'll learn three. Let's start with graphing. It's not so bad, you will see. Solve each equation so that y is alone in its spot. Identify slopes and y-intercepts, and you are ready to plot. Start with the y-intercept of equation number one. Use the slope to find your second point. Remember, rise over run. Connect these two points to graph your first line. Repeat these steps and you will be just fine. Your solution is the point where these lines intersect. There are two special cases, but we won't worry about that, not yet. Elimination is the name for method number two. Start by putting both equations in the same order. It's nothing new. Pick a variable to work with. It doesn't matter which one. Your goal is to have opposite coefficients by the time you are done. Sometimes you only need to multiply one equation, but others two. Everyone can do this part differently, so pick what is best for you. Then add the equations, and this is the key. One variable is eliminated, gone as you can see. Solve for the variable that is in the problem still, then plug it in to find the other, and you are done. What a thrill! The last method is called substitution for reasons which you will see. Start by solving one equation for one variable. Either is fine with me. Now take what you solved and substitute it in for the same variable in the other equation. We're close to the win. Solve for the variable that is in the problem still, then plug it in to find the other, and you are done. What a thrill. You have now learned to solve a system in three different ways. Now practice and you will be an expert in just a couple of days.